from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Jeff, going to go into this very cautiously because, Jeff, I'm guessing that your Steelers insider peers feel like I'm radioactive right now?
I don't know if radioactive. I think they're trying to figure out how is Pony killing us on this thing.
Well, Dulac just came out and tried to take a big dump on me.
I was going
to
say, I think Dulac grabbed a sledgehammer and made like he was the guy with the mallet in Whack-A-Mole.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody up there, every fan that you run into is like, when's this going to happen? When's this going to happen? When, you know, there's so much buzz about it. And I think not just with the fans, I think, you know, we talked to Van Jefferson 2 straight days now, and God bless him for talking and not just brushing it off or being upset about it. You know, he tries to give a thoughtful answer about it, but those guys hear this stuff. Like, they want to know what in the world's going on. I think, as Derek Shelton has said many times over the last few days, they need to finish this thing.
Problem with Derek Shelton, though, is that his team hasn't. So if that's an omen or a harbinger of things to come with the Steelers, that means they're not going to get this deal done, Jeff.
Or they would bring in the wrong negotiator to finish it off, and the deal would fall apart.
And, Pony, we've talked about this, whether on or off the air. I mean, the Steelers have remained in negotiations, and they are a patient group. Not as patient as maybe they've been in the past, but they are a patient group. They waited out with Justin Fields, and look what they ended up getting for a potential, you know, future quarterback. What they had to, you know, what they ended up having to give up. Same with Russell Wilson. This is a team that likes to stay in communications. They're not going to emotionally get too wrapped up in anything, and I think it has served Omar Khan well. And, you know, I mentioned the quarterbacks, and I think the same thing is happening with this deal. He is not going to get too worked up, and I think they have a feeling in the back of their mind they can say no, and it would be okay. That's not the preferred outcome, but I think
more
when you have that in the
analogies,
back of your mind.
That's Ben Cherington saying it's okay to say no. You got to be able to say no.
But I think Omar has the same mentality that he's, you know, if he needs to walk away, he can walk away. And I think that gives, when other teams know that you're dealing with a cool customer who isn't afraid to say no, then I think negotiations can continue and it never gets to that emotional boiling point. You see sometimes, as you see reports of teams just immediately dropping out, or there seems to be some kind of emotional response and something happens.
All right, here's another one, Jeff. Here's something to bounce off you, and I'm sure Pony's going to want to sound off. Now, this is from a man named Brian Peacock. He is the host of a Locked On 49ers podcast. That's like a whole network of podcasts for like Locked On Steelers, etc.
Congratulations on all his success.
Because part of our vetting process for people trying to break news on this is follower count and who's following them. Touch under 14,000 followers, followed by people like Brad Spielberger, Matt Williamson.
Okay.
Brian Peacock, who hosts something with Matt Williamson apparently, tweets this 40 minutes ago. It is becoming very clear that the 49ers want a wide receiver back in an Ayuk trade. From what I understand, a deal might be agreed upon with the Steelers, but the holdup is San Francisco finding a third team to flip picks for a wide receiver.
I thought they just worked out Chosen Anderson. They want better than that, Malsey?
Robbie Chosen?
Okay.
Yeah. He ditched the Anderson for Chosen. Does that scan as something that's plausible? Because I will admit, Jeff, at first blush and being so punch drunk with Ayuk talk that I'm willing to believe almost anything, that actually seems somewhat plausible.
And this is from a guy who also identifies as a Mexican food eater, and, Jeff.
Yeah, post-rocker, too? What is that?
I'm into chips and salsa, like, you know, Taco Tuesday. I'm into all that stuff. Yeah, I think that's plausible. I think, you know, if the Niners are going to get rid of a receiver, obviously they feel like they are a Super Bowl-ready team. They would want something back, or ideally would want something back that they could mold, other than probably Des Fitzpatrick. I'm not saying that he's been a part of any trade.
Quez Watkins didn't tickle their fancy.
Yeah,
well, that would still satisfy a couple of things. I only read that because I do think it checks some boxes, Jeff, because I was told something similar to what Pony was told, and this was on Monday, that a person I was talking to said the deal was functionally done. They just had to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's. And if they did have a deal agreed upon with the Steelers, but it was for picks because they didn't want any of the Steelers' wide receivers, and they were just shopping around to see who they could get a wide receiver from and what the price would be, that actually does. It's almost like too neat. It's almost
where the hell are they going to find a wide receiver, Chris?
The wide receiver store?
Ugh.
I don't know, the toilet store, Pony? I don't know. That, it just seems plausible, Jeff, if a little convoluted.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it seems plausible. Listen, I think there's also this point, and I think both you guys have pointed this out in different ways on social media. It is absolutely plausible that there is a deal in place and that the Niners are just throwing out a last-minute Hail Mary just to see if somebody else might jump in. I mean, there are so many ways that teams manipulate information through different channels, through sure. different people, through agents, or telling the agent, hey, throw something out there, let's see if there's anything last minute. So I think all of those things are in play here. But, you know, Pony, you've had this better than I can just tell you there have been consistent talks, and never has there been a point where either side has just hung up and said, we're done with
yeah.
either side of you.
Well, that's why. So just to make sure I people understand that right, you would agree with what I've said, that this idea that someone in San Francisco reported that the Steelers were out on negotiations was not factual. You would agree?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. It was not factual. Now, maybe there were a couple of days where they hadn't talked because there's really been nothing going on. That is plausible. But there's never a time where the Steelers said we're out or that's too high. That has not happened.
I just think it's very possible that if Ayuk wants to go here, which it seems he very clearly does, that the two teams could have worked out a deal and essentially said everybody involved agrees to this, but if it's for picks and the Niners want to find a different wide receiver, they could be sitting there saying, sit tight for a couple of days. We're going to go looking around as to who we could get as long as we yep. get these picks from you. That just, I hate that something is such a clean explanation because it almost feels planted. But that does scan as something that is actually possible here, Jeff. And it would make everything that Andrew has been reporting, it would give an explanation as to why we've been in what amounts to a holding pattern with
and
some of
this. Do
you
think at that point I would get credit, or would people still find ways not to give me any credit
just
for
strictly
it?
Strictly about how much time passes here, Pony. If they want to keep it into a holding pattern long enough for you not to get credit, they could do that.
Jeff, you were not there just for Ayuk stuff, clearly. That wasn't the reason why you were in Latrobe at all. They had practice today. What was the biggest takeaway from today's training camp session?
I would say, you know, Russell Wilson's almost back to full go. Like, now he is doing things in the pocket on 11-on-11 drills in full pads where there's potential he could get hit. I mean, not that any quarterback's going to get hit, but you understand. Like, before it was just he would do 11-on-11 drill and he would do a shotgun handoff. Like, now he's doing seven shots. He's been in, and today he did them. It was almost like he and Fields were alternating. So we're getting to that point where Fields is really going to get a run. Now, Mike Tomlin said, listen, it's still a quarterback competition, but obviously it's, you know, Russ, even though he hasn't really practiced with the team, was still listed as the number one quarterback. So he's still the starting quarterback. Justin Fields might be able to do something in the game on Friday to further cement some of the good things that they've seen or bad things. But Russ is doing more. I would say next week when they get into, you know, the Sunday practice after the game, we're probably going to see Russ running the first team.
Who flashed in practice today? Who made an impression? Who opened eyes?
If I say Van Jefferson, people might lose their minds. You know, George Pickens made a one-handed catch on a screen that, I mean, he looked like an Olympic, some type of Olympic jumper. And the thing is, he made this catch on a screen and then not just, like, fell to the ground or had, like, he caught it and then immediately turned upfield. It was one of those athletic plays that
only he
can
make.
You see from George, yes, and you're just like, oh, my gosh, can we get this more consistently? But I would say George flashed again today. Like, he's really put some plays together. And like I said, I know people, he is no Ayuk, but Van Jefferson continues to work, and he's made some plays in practice.
Freudian slip. What I of course meant is Dan Moore just solidifying his hold on left tackle, and they'll just have two first round picks jockeying for the other spot.
So it's interesting today how they did it. So Dan Moore started, like, did the first rep, and Faltano did the first rep at right tackle. And then after the first rep, they flipped it, and Broderick would come over, and then Faltano would stay on the right side. And then they had a couple of snaps where Broderick, you know, ran over on the right side and Dan Moore on the left. But they were trying some different options on that line. And for the first time that I remember, there were snaps where Russell Wilson was taking snaps from Zach Frazier. So I think that's, again, they're mixing and matching to an extent, but that was the first time I can remember him specifically taking snaps with Frazier. So there were some signs for the rookies, or at least getting some more work in what was a very heavy first team period. And those really were the main guys that were getting an opportunity to work in, other than Nick Herbig, because Alex Highsmith didn't practice.
Jeff Hathorn, boots on the ground for us, St. Vincent College, covering Steelers training camp. Jeff, thanks. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.